But it's been too long between drinks for mine. I know you've interviewed this man in the meantime, but I'm pleased to say
the Crunch Time Gang's back.
The Crunch Time Gang is back. Brendan Cowell, good afternoon.
Oh, g'day, fellas. I just feel like, you know, I miss you guys. I don't know what happened. Where did it all go wrong?
Oh, no.
I just feel like I've been abandoned. Oh. It's been emotional.
Yeah.
You know, but it's beautiful to hear your voices. How are you?
Yeah, well, mate, the world's back to normal now. So I'm about to go on holidays. We're going to do a big barbecue, which I look forward to getting you over. What's been happening in the cow world?
Oh, mate, what hasn't been happening? I've been having, you know, I've been having an off season.
Yeah.
You know, just relaxing in the off season, like a lot of footy players. I went down to Melbourne for a couple of days. I don't know if you've been down there. It's
no.
A bit of a dusty shithole, Melbourne. Yeah. Punt Road, mate. What a shit road. You're just like waiting there to go to another shit town. The beach, there's no waves. No one's even in the water of the beach in Melbourne. They've given up on, I think, because if Melbourne people get in the beach, they then have to admit they like beaches, and then they'd have to admit Sydney has better ones. But I was down there publicising the book, Plum, and doing some signings and everything. I went down to see my mates, the Cronulla Sharks.
Yes, we've seen that.
For a day. Did you?
We on our little group thread.
Yeah.
Our man BC, front and centre with the boys at the Sharks. A few photos there. How did it all go? And your expert eye, how are they shaping up, the mighty Sharkies?
Yeah, well, they, you know, rugby league's notorious for having a big hitting actor attached to a club. You know what I mean? And they wanted to bring me down. There was talks about maybe I'd buy the club, like Rusty. And I said, do you do afterpay? I do it over 45 years. And, so we're in talks about that. But no, it was really good. I was really involved when Ricky Stewart coached the club. I used to be like the B-grade celebrity kind of guy in the sheds and all that sort of stuff. And I haven't really been involved since then. And I've been living in London, as you know. But it was so nice to be in there. And I felt a real lightness to the club. It's always been a bit heavy and, you know, a bit tainted and some issues and things with the club. And there just seemed to be a breath of fresh air sweeping through the place. It felt fun and light. And the energy had shifted. And, as you know, when Fitzy walks in the building towards the end, it just seems to be this really positive place. I think having a guy like Nico Hines there, who's just there for the right reasons. And I've been listening to, I listened to his podcast on the bloke thing, and it's so moving. Mm. Such an amazing, serious, intense fella who's been through so much. And I don't know, like, what I loved about what Fitzy said was, you know, the recruits will be the recruits. I'm focused on the young players that are already here. And he's just such a smart bloke. And I watched him doing the cardio and stuff, and I thought I'd had a hard workout that morning. And then I went, oh, right, that's why they're athletes. But it was, you know, it's just so exciting for me because I'm, you know, me, I'm coming from a fan, the place of a fan. So it was just like, it's incredible.
I played with Fitzy as a teammate, one of the best teammates I ever played with. I played with him for 4 years at the Roosters. BC, can you see yourself moving back into that pre-London Ricky Stewart type relationship with that breath of fresh air?
Yeah.
You call Fitzy. Are we going to see you when they cross to the change rooms, the BC in the corner, you know, slapping the boys on the bum when they're going past and going out? Can we envision that in 2022?
Well, mate, I saw Nico Hines in the Budgie Smugglers coming out of the shower, and absolutely I'm keen to be involved. What a specimen. You know, it was, I would love to be there, and I think that was kind of what it was. Dino gave me a call and said, you know, are you still in Australia, and we'd love to have you involved. And I think they heard some stuff I was doing on Triple M, and SCN, and that stuff that I did with the boys, Cordon, a poem and stuff, and they said, you know, and with the book coming out, and so I took 20 books down and I gave them as Christmas presents to all the staff. And then all the players said, we read books.
Yeah.
And Wade Graham's like, mate, I'd love to read it. Nico Hines, he's reading the book by Ant Middleton. And Toby Rudolph comes out and goes, mate, I'm doing my second lap of the Harry Potter novels.
Oh.
So, you know, there's quite a lot of readers down there. Brake Braley said, I don't read, I'm more of a podcast guy. But I think there's a few readers amongst the club. So I'm going to take some more books down for the players. But I knew a whole bunch of them, and you know, Ikavalu came up and said, thanks for including me in Boydie's poem. And Fafita I've known for years, you know, and people don't know this about Fafita, but, you know, because he has a certain reputation, but he is the loveliest bloke, and he's the one galvanising all the boys. He's the one, you know, when my mate does the mental health talks, Andy Ryan, he's the one going, listen to this guy. And, you know, he's a real team captain within the group, you know. And so I've known him for a while. But, yeah, I would love to be involved. It's heaven for me. I got a couple of shirts. And I drove away a pretty stoked Sharkies fan. And there's some good omens for 2022. Even my mate Andrew John said, you know, we're all looking out for you Sharks. Like, I think it's some good signs.
Oh, I think they're top eight morals. Are that close last year? I'll tell you what, they've got Fitzy. They've got Steve Price as assistant coach, whose record as assistant coach is as good as anyone. You've got Soupsy, who's the trainer that comes in, and he's won four comps at different clubs, Scotty Campbell. So they're well set.
Well, Sugar and BC, let's just take a look at two teams who... So Sharks were playing, had to win that last game to get in, and the Knights made it seventh. The Knights lose Pierce.
Yep.
The Sharks gain Cameron McGuinness, Nico Hines, Dale Finucane, and like you said, Steve Price and Craig Fitzgibbon on the coaching staff. But, mate, you'd think...
Andy Cavalli.
Yeah, you'd think the upside there, you know, I can see them having a better season than the Knights.
You've got all these kids who you know, like Kennedy, like Brayley, they're now at that stage where they're so comfortable in an off-season.
Well, they've played the 60-70 games, haven't they? They're ready. They're first graders. They certainly should feel at home at this level.
Oh, mate, last year, like, we had a really tough year losing the coach. We lost, like, I think, eight in a row or something. And then Josh Ono came in. We nearly made the finals. And our defence in the middle was really scrappy. And we didn't have enough finesse with the ball. You get Nico Hine. Yeah, the finesse. He's so graceful. He's got amazing hands. And then Dale Finucane comes in and goes, well, I'll bolster the middle defence. But I saw Cameron McGuinness standing next to Fitzgibbon, and Wade was saying he's been rehabbing with Cameron, and Wade was just looking, going, I've never seen anything like this, like this guy. And they just whipped the young players around, and they looked like they'd been to war. And Cameron McGuinness was just like, hey, mate, how are you going? And I think he's just taken it up a notch. I think he is terrifying in the gym. You know, I think, and his arms and the way he looks is like, oh my Lord, I've never seen anything like it. He is a beast. And they all said in the gym, like, he just does not stop, does not complain, does not stop.
I spoke to Fitzy a couple of weeks ago, and when the season finished, he was holidaying up the north coast of New South Wales. And he said, like, obviously, Nico and Dale were great, but, you know, the one he was really pumped about was Cameron McGuinness because of that attitude. And they're very similar to Fitzy in terms of, you know, ultra competitive, you know, selfless to a T, do what the team first mentality, but never going to give you an inch, you know, going to put the foot on the throat and bury you in, you know, competitiveness is through the roof. So Fitzy was so pumped about having Cameron McGuinness on board. And obviously he's coming off, 12 months on the sideline. So, you know, he's already a pretty energetic, enthusiastic player. You throw, you know, coming off a tough year with a new club, I think he's going to go great.
Oh, yeah, he's exactly what you need. And Wes, you start to look at the 17 and you go, where's everybody playing? You know, because you look at, you know, Blake Brayley's an amazing number nine. He's got beautiful hands. He's 50-plus tackles. He's tough as anything. And you think... So who's Trindle in there at seven? Is Matt Moylan in there at seven? Where's Connor Tracy playing? Is Ikavala, Jesse Ramian in the centres? So there's suddenly some options. And you're right, the Mulatalos and the Katoas and the Will Kennedys are suddenly bolstered by a serious rugby league team. So they'll have even more chance to do their stuff. And there just is a feeling of excitement around the club and like a new chapter's beginning and the cloud has lifted, and it's pretty exciting stuff. And the fact that we nearly made the eight last year after a disaster year means we should be in good stead.
BC, I've been so loud about the fact I think they're absolutely specials to make the eight. And the reason being, if you mentioned they just missed out last year, So therefore, if they are just competing against themselves from last year, you've got Craig Fitzgibbon, who knows the standards set at the Roosters, right? So he expects that immediately for the Sharks. Yeah. All ships rise with the tide. Finucane, Nicho Hynes and McGuinness, they just naturally... So if they're running as an average...
And those
14
in the storm camp.
Yeah, and if they were running an average of 14 in the beep test last year, well, they're all doing 14 and a half now. Mm. That's what happens to the team. But how's the book sales going, Plum, BC?
And that's it. And also, Wade Graham, don't forget, he was the best player for the Sharks.
Yeah.
He's coming back. He wants to have his presence felt.
Yep.
And he wants to end his career, you know, with some glory. But, mate, the book sales are going really well. It's a slow start with COVID and everything like that. And, bookshops are just opening and getting the word of mouth. But there's been a spike in sales as the word of mouth is starting to hit. And I've had some good press with, I did conversations on the ABC with Richard Feiler, and that, had a really, really good reaction. And, there's some good kind of things, good review in the Herald and all that kind of stuff. And people are starting to really talk it up. So excited. Hopefully it explodes.
Well, I think it will.
Christmas
I will.
And everybody goes, I'm giving it to my brother-in-law. I'm giving it to my uncle. You know what I mean? I think especially after Finchie's podcast comes out.
That's out in a week or two as well, BC. So expect the sales to go through the roof.
Hey, BC, I haven't asked you this. You are going to be an Avatar 2. We've spoken to that before. But is there going to be a Plum 2? Or is there an avenue to sort of be a spin-off from Plum, the original?
Yeah, there's. I've just had a couple of meetings about a possible TV show.
Well, is there any start really for a couple of your mates here, or do we keep the crunch time gang together?
I think I'd want to use the real people. Mm. You know, the real football league, the real media figures, and you could do that kind of combination of having actors playing fictional characters and, the real deal guys like yourselves, of course. I'm still waiting for Jolly to finish the book. I'm only going to cast people who finished it.
Yeah.
That's going to be my one rule. But now, who do you think could play, what actor would you cast, and you can't say Nicole Kidman, in the role of a 49-year-old ex-footy player who kind of, is a bit of a Gavin Miller? Like, who would you cast as a 50-year-old ex-player?
Ooh, as Plum.
Fletch, yeah. As Peter the Plum Lum.
Yeah, Peter the Plum.
Nigel Plum.
Yeah. Ooh, let me. Well, who have you got in your shortlist? Who comes to mind immediately?
Well, I guess you think of, you got your Matty Nables, you got your Russell Crowe,
Matty Nables,
your Hugh Jackmans, you got your Brendan Cowles, you got your Ian Roberts, you got your Matty Johns.
Don't you have to play Plum? Isn't that your role, you reckon?
I don't know, because he's about a footy player that, develops a passion for poetry. I think if I played him, everyone would go, well, he probably ends up writing poems, doesn't he? because I'm, you want to look at this guy and go, he's never going to write a poem.
Yeah.
He is the last bloke to be creative, to be expressive, So maybe someone a bit more brutish than I, though, I've got a brute in me.
So did Spud knock you back?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he couldn't get it out of his Sudo contracts, but Sudo have got him right. Yeah, C-do.
He likes writing.
C-do. I love when he reads the thing. C-do.
He likes writing, C-do. But he doesn't like writing poems, I wouldn't have thought.
No.
Anyway, what's on for the weekend, BC?
Thesaurus. What is on for the weekend? Oh, look, massive plans for the weekend. Let me look through the iCal. Nothing. No dates, no options. No. Probably watch a bit of NBA, do some cooking. What about you guys?
Oh, I'm back in here tomorrow with Jaleesa Raps, actually, in the morning. But other than that, mate, very, very quiet, in fact. Finchman?
Getting pumped for the summer of cricket, really. I'm getting pumped for the summer of cricket. And Paddy Cummins is the new captain. And I thought maybe, before they go on, they go, how hard are we going to play, boys? Seriously hard. I don't know. Just an idea.
Hey, tell just before you go, BC, what are you actually? Yeah. What's your true view of the Tim Payne situation?
Oh, look, it's no good. I was just reading an article about the fact that his mental health is in of real concern, and that is no joke. Because I know what it's like. I've had an incident with Twitter. I know what it's like when you're getting all this shit, and it's everywhere you go. You walk into a cafe, everyone's whispering and pointing at you. It's really, really tough in the public eye. We should respect that. He stuffed up. He made a massive mistake. It's a common thing of like a normal guy suddenly gets elevated into massive fame. And people don't know what it's like. But, you know, when that amount of smoke's been blown up your ass and suddenly it does crazy things to people. And he's fallen victim to that, you know. But I also think there's a lot of people sending a lot of genitals to each other on the text.
100%.
It's very, very common.
Yeah.
Like if everyone could put their hand up and go, I've never sent flesh to anybody. Bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but I think I texted you guys, if you were single and you sent a boob or a willy, can you still be captain? Is it just the fact that you were married? Like, what's the protocols? You know, I love that Warnie came out yesterday and goes, look, he's human. And it's like Warnie going, you know, I got this, guys. I understand.
Yeah, I understand. BC, we have to go, mate. But Plum is the book, available in all good bookstores. And I'll tell you this, go and watch. And Andy gets well behind the mental welfare stuff. Untold on Netflix. Watch the doco on Marty Fish, the tennis player. It is outstanding in that department.
Really?
If anyone's had anything to do with mental health or knows someone in that room, go and watch that Untold Netflix Marty Fish. It is a cracker. Mate, appreciate your time.
Will do. Good to hear you, boys. Check you soon.